audience looks comfortable.
Well, boy, we've dwindled down already.
I know. The sunshine.
We haven't scared them off yet. Open meeting of the Lafayette Utilities Committee. Let's see, Rick. Tony DeBone said he emailed me that he wasn't able to make today's meeting, and maybe not next month, but he promised that in the summer he would be able to sit on the meeting committee. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well,
it's gone. Oh, he's getting worked on. That's right.
We'll dispense today.
And I saw him stand when I came in. Okay. Well, it was a good thought, Terry. Everybody in charge.
Oh, man.
Introductions. I think everybody knows anybody here. And I think Jake's introduced himself to everybody here. Barbara, did you?
Yes,
Jake.
Yes.
Okay. Sal Cohn?
Sal Cohn.
I pronounced it right.
Huh? There you go.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to read the minutes of the March 18th meeting?
All two of us?
No, all two
yes.
of us.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I second it.
Moved and seconded, we accept the minutes of the March 18th meeting as written. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Chair concurs. Passed. Update on the added agenda items. Does anybody have any added agenda items to the agenda?
Well, I'm thinking this might ought to be one.
I think that's already down here.
Really?
Updating water and all that. Not that.
This is a resolution.
Terms of office for utilities committee members, and I figured we can just go over the whole resolution at that time. That's number 9 on the agenda.
None of my agenda. Okay. Oh, wrong one.
Are you looking at the March 18th agenda?
I got a draft.
There's another one around here.
March 15th? You don't have a March 15th?
April 15th.
Oh, excuse me, April 15th?
Wait a minute.
What have I done?
Did you send mine? Okay, well,
yeah.
G.
Yeah. Okay,
you guys, I was here yesterday. So I'm working on all of this. Just had it stuck in my head, it was the 14th.
Okay,
So whatever.
Oh, added on the agenda, I thought maybe we could do number 10A, update on BioGreen agreement with the water and sewer.
Well, that's all we did, so it fits into 10 when you asked me what we did on that meeting.
Yeah, I also had a discussion after our last meeting with Rob, so I'm just, it was very short, but I'll just put that in there.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move on to item 6, update on intergovernmental agreement between the city and the special districts.
Mm-hmm. The last I heard, there really hasn't been any movement. I think that it's been the attorney for the water sewer district hands now, and there's no news on that. That hasn't moved.
So it's still in attorney review?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just received it Tuesday back from her.
Okay.
And our meeting is Tuesday. So we've changed our meeting to the third Tuesday because of some banking stuff. But anyway, so it'll be discussed then. So I don't have any news on it either. I haven't read it or anything.
Do you think I should go to your board meeting and see if I'm getting any questions or anything?
No. They're going to, we'll do what the attorney suggests, and I would suppose that she's going to hand it back to you guys. If you guys don't like it, you'll do what you want with it.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're more than welcome to be there, but
yeah.
I don't think the board's going to have any questions. We've been over so many of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps next meeting we'll have a report on that.
Let's hope. We'll see where it's at this time. Where's Waldo?
It'll be back to you guys by then, and you'll have met.
Oh, good.
By the time we meet, you'll have met the day before or something. When do you meet?
The next time on the 24th, right? Or the
28th.
28th.
And we'll discuss it on the 20th. So hopefully it should be to you guys by the 28th, which will be back to all of us by that time then.
So it'll go from you guys to your attorney?
No, our attorney's done with it.
Okay.
She just got it back to us.
So then if you guys have any revisions or anything?
Then it's going to have to go to you guys, and you guys are going to say, okay, we'll take this or not take it. Right.
Okay.
It's going to be back in your hands on the 28th.
Okay.
Okay. Number eight, discussion on water sewer district insurance.
How about seven?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Update on insurance and legal costs.
Jane, I got a approval yesterday to go ahead and do these.
Great.
The last board meeting, because it was voted on, and so I had to go around and individually not talk to them as a quorum, of course, you know. So he finally emailed and said, yes, go ahead. On the sewer. Now, the insurance fellow that lives next to me had called me and asked for them. And I couldn't remember his name.
Bart Euchre?
I couldn't remember
his name. The building next to you?
Yes, that's Bart Euchre. But I didn't know which one in there. I thought, well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell me one more day.
Right.
Yesterday, I was bringing them right to you.
Okay.
And anyway, here they are for you to go and do the full thing, the full insurance. And yes, the board will need to waive those fees.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I had to explain it to each one of them. So.
Okay.
Well, maybe we can leave you alone for a while now.
I doubt it.
Okay. Well, maybe we can call Art to give his report next week.
He will take these to the underwriters because he told them, you know, that sheet that you gave him, I took that to him, and they said that they needed more information, that they needed a policy, so.
And he called me, and I could not remember his name, and then I thought, Jane deals with that sure part of his job in our committee here, so I want to give it to Jane anyway.
Fine.
And, you know, personally, I would take them to the copier and copy them so you have them too. And instead of just giving the only copy we've got off to him.
Yeah, well, I could just have the Art that maybe he copied them before he sends them off to the underwriters.
Whatever. I don't know if this committee wants to keep them, is what I'm saying. So if you copy them,
it's probably a good idea.
You know, and I would have redone them myself, but I thought, I'm not going to get into all of that. We don't
care. So you'd like us to go ahead and make copies? We can do it after the meeting. I'll just hang
out. I just think you would like to probably have them
in
this.
Yes.
In our packet.
Okay. Are you keeping a binder, Ted? You are, right?
I am.
Okay, so maybe we should give this to you as chair after we copy them, that you keep them. Because I have a binder too, but you're the official, so. Okay, good. Then maybe next month, we'll have some information to talk about a comparison. That would be great. Attorney fees, is there anything?
Yeah, no. He was on the Western Front. Apparently, he is busy doing other things. And we haven't heard from him.
Okay.
I will certainly put a fire under him for our next meeting.
Thank you.
You don't have to put that in the minutes.
Okay. Not verbatim, anyway.
Yeah, request is a good word. Request.
Okay, well, I don't think that we can limit number eight until we have some feedback from Art on discussion of water and sewer district insurance policy.
Yeah, because I'm, you know... I've never read the policies. Yeah. I could care less. Right. I just know we're well insured.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you so trust your agent to do what you need them to do.
Well, I press special districts.
Right.
Maybe we ought to issue a specific invitation to Art to meet our next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Number 9, terms of office for utilities committee members, and that relates to the draft of the resolution passed last night, hot off the press, by the city council, in which it establishes creating the Pine Utilities Committee, even though we've been operating for 4 months. But now we're officially done, and it evidently corresponds with other committees in the city. And it states our term of office is 2 years. And that if you'll note down there that vacancies will be filled by somebody within the city, unless nobody steps forward from within the city, and then it can be at large. And it goes through the whole thing of duties of chair and vice chair, and the election of officers to be done every year at the end of at the beginning of the calendar year.
So we're stuck with this here.
Pardon?
Three voting members will serve until 11. We're going to be done in 2011. Three of us.
Right.
Okay. When we went, when we do elections, it's all by lot. You pick a number out of the hat, whether you're going to be the 2011 or if you're going to be the 2012. Two of the voting members will serve until December 2012. So it is actually ends up being a 3-year term for two of us. So you take a hat and you pick it out. That's the only way to decide it, is what Nancy Blankenship told us. Actually, we had playing cards and drew them. Oh, and this is where you decide our terms are 2 and 4. And we had to figure out whose term was going to be the first four.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that a whole board doesn't leave all at once. And that's what they're doing here.
Yeah.
So it would appear that we need to draw straws, you know, and
three of us will. At the next meeting, maybe we'll bring a deck of cards or something.
You can just bring a deck of cards and pull out two.
Yeah. Have somebody.
Or let me see, three twos and two threes. And and if Tony's not here, he gets the luck of the cards.
Yeah.
We'll just do that, but that's how you do it, is by lot like that.
Okay.
And it may be in 2 years they may not need to reform the committee because it was only formed to study.
Well, in 2 years what will happen is if Ted has a 2-year term, his term will end and we'll say, Ted, do you want to stay on for another 2 years? And we'll say yes.
No, because he lives outside the city limits. They grandfathered us in because we're existing members.
Well, anybody, like myself.
Right.
And so, I mean, I can serve for 15 years.
Right. You're an ex-officio member.
Right.
And so you're not, you didn't apply to these terms of office.
But doesn't the city need to appoint them? I mean, if this isn't done by the time we're done, and our terms expire, the city needs to appoint the new members to the committee.
Right.
You can't just decide you want to do it again for two or 3 years.
But but then you would just submit your name and
So what did you call me? What kind of
ex-officio?
Why am I that?
Well, that's what this states. This resolution states that you
we're on board members and council member.
Okay.
So they figured that we get the voting when it comes to your board. Any recommendations or decisions would go to your board, then you get to vote. And when it comes to the council for any decisions that the city wants to make, then there's where I get my vote too.
Uh-huh.
So the two ex officio positions are not actual voting positions. So you should Barbara then have made the motion to pass.
Well, no, wait a minute. We haven't accepted this. The city did, but we didn't accept the rules.
No,
so we're down here at 9. If we accept their resolution, I guess I could have, but we can go ahead and I guess there isn't enough of us to...
Well, no, there isn't, because...
No, we're not a voting group, so then we don't really have a quorum, do we?
A majority of the voting...
Is here, okay.
Is here, right.
Because there's only three of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can say the minutes were okay.
Minutes are okay.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have voted it.
Right.
You should have voted it.
Motion.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, because you...
So take my vote out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. And Adele didn't vote. So, she just...
Ted, we rule, Ted.
That'd be a first.
Yeah, take me out of the... please.
Point.
So I don't even agree with that. So no, I don't want to talk about the minutes anymore. Didn't apply to me.
Yeah. and actually, we don't have a choice whether they accept or not.
No.
Well,
no.
She made the motion. Barb Ann made the motion to
vote. And that's fine.
Okay.
I just can't vote on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That maybe I should have added another point. To be talked about, we need additional twin members.
Oh, yes.
I was going to bring that up yesterday.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right that should have been actually done from the last meeting on the prior to the 10th.
I'm sorry, we need additional what?
Committee members.
Okay, I couldn't hear him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was asking Ramona if she wanted us to start advertising, and she said she didn't. Says, well, she wasn't sure. This was a couple of days ago. She wasn't sure on the criteria.
Well, we just
put it off the lane.
Yeah, criteria now.
Yeah, we have criteria now. Because it says consist of 7 members, 5 voting. Well, we have 3 voting when Tony's here, but we don't have 5 voting.
So we need a planning commission member.
At least 2 more transportation advisory committee members.
Yes, and 4.
No, the planning commission for this.
For this. And we need a business owner. Well, you're a business owner.
Yeah.
In effect, so that one's covered.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the advertising for that is not any different than all the advertising that's on pieces of paper and taped everywhere.
I would,
That we need more members here. I believe the rules are the same.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't it need to be published?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was talking to Luana about doing, but she said we had to be sure about the criteria for them. So.
Yeah, so
rather than go through second, then this type of thing, since we're so few in terms of voting,
right.
I would like, as chairman, request the city to advertise for additional.
Okay, yeah, we get them out in the Frontier and the Wise Buys. We might have missed the deadline for next week, but and we'll also hit the Eagle for the May edition of the Eagle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
Thank you. Anything more to add on 9 terms of office and actually this resolution?
That's a long one, that's for sure. But I wanted to ask, Jane, is all that Lapine insurance?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I needed to bounce back. I don't hear, I've got to hear a question. So, I guess we'll just go ahead and, maybe in here it's going to tell us, too, if we are only 2 years and you guys are 3.
Oh, I know. I think you guys are as long as your boards.
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to read this, and maybe we won't have to draw lots, but maybe we will next meeting.
Yeah, I think we'll wait to draw lots until we get more committee members.
Yeah,
that would
be a good idea.
Right.
Okay. Hopefully that'll happen within a month or two. Although last time we advertised, we got nothing.
You won't get many.
Yeah, now with summer coming, people don't want to commit to being on committees.
Right, but again, we've had a town hall since this committee formed.
And we did talk about the committee.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so there might be some interest within the community. Let's see. Okay, Item 10, update on water and sewer district activities. Anything new? I know you haven't met.
You know, I just love this part here where it feels like bringing an agenda and be able to remember what we talked about. But like you said, we haven't met. But the once and it's all been file green stuff. We haven't made any decisions about anything, any type of growth or any of that kind of stuff. We don't have. We can't do anything. We're at a total standstill with everything. So we just need kind of. Go over the basic things that you do when you meet and have nothing to say.
Pay the bills and stuff.
Right. So we pay the bills and stuff, and then that's all we've been doing.
So has an agreement been reached with BioGreen as far as?
They have not returned, and they haven't gotten back to us at all. And so, I do know that a well driller came to my business and asked how much for weeklies and this and that, and then he said, as he was leaving, he said, well, I'm trying to work up a bill, a bid for a well for the Lapine Water District. And I said, oh, I didn't say any better than that. I don't know. So I do know that they have asked people, and they're looking over money matters of how much the well will cost. So I do know that, and that's not from me, that's just from happening to, you know. And I'm looking up a bill for the Lapine Water District. I'm like, no, it would be BioGreen, but whatever. So I do know they are working on that, and I would assume that they are going to talk to us on the 20th, but they have not asked to be on the agenda yet, so.
Well, this is where I can interject my conversation with Rob, and it was short and not an awful lot of information, except I asked him how things were going, if they're moving forward, and also confirmation that they're going to be offering infrastructure versus cash to the district. Okay. And he said that was correct. And they only have one hurdle to get through, and that's the air quality with DEQ or EPA. So they're working on that and talking to the agent that wrote the offer for them. They expect that June or July. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully we can close the transaction with the county for the property and then get forward with building.
Yeah, you know, like I said before, and I told them, I said, you guys are going to have a tough time because of Crater Lake. And I know the wind doesn't blow that way, but we are just inches into this area that Crater Lake is surrounded for air quality because it's a national monument. Mm-hmm. And so, if they were in Sun River, it probably wouldn't matter with that. It's so little space there. But then they'd be in trouble with another monument anyway, but still, the volcanic.
Again, my research into that question, when it came up last year about the relationship with Crater Lake, I immediately called Tony Blair, Ron Wyden's staffer in Bend.
David Blair, isn't it?
David Blair.
Yeah. You came all the way over
Brasia. Yeah, right. That's right. David Blair. And brought that question up with him about the relationship with Crater Lake and so on that I'd heard, you know, because of that being a problem. And he called me back and said, I'm emailing Forest Service as we speak. And then his response to me a week or two later is that's an issue that by situation incident, and it's not a hard and fast.
Right.
It depends on each facility and how they go. And, you know, from what I hear from BioGreen is their emissions don't have any.
No, they don't.
And, you know, anyway. So.
Right. They do have to jump that hurdle, but they've got 12 hurdles instead of one with the DEQ because of Crater Lake, is all I was saying. It's a bigger issue, and we're just barely right there, and I know that from some other stuff that was going to happen, and they just, DEQ rejected them totally because of their emissions weren't as clean as BioGreen. And that was 5-6 years ago, but still.
Okay. Anything more on that then, Barbette? We'll ask the next month on updates after your meeting.
I'll bring the agenda.
Next week. Okay, and I brought up the item that wasn't on the agenda included in there.
Oh.
And any other items that the committee members want to bring up at this time?
Yeah, I think that I'd like to bring up that maybe that we can somehow talk about a plan, or maybe we can start looking at grant opportunities, when that would fit into our research. Because it seems like we're kind of like...
Yeah, we're just stymied.
We're stymied, and I'd like to keep this so that, you know, when we come here that we have things to discuss. I mean, because it takes a big effort for everyone to be here. Mm-hmm. So when we do meet, I think that we should have some really some pointed discussions about, you know, how we're going to be moving on, and there's going to be a lot to talk about.
Jake, I think you and Chris probably have the best handle on grant opportunities and for us. Any way we can ask you guys to look in this, to cover any cost in terms of if and when these districts become a part of the city, in order to help that transition.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could give you a overview of the grant opportunities that are available, but the first thing we're going to advise is that the committee will have to have a pretty clear plan for what they will be using the grant for. You can't just apply for the grant and say, we need help doing some planning. Planning for what? What is the goal? When is the timeline? So you'd have to have a pretty clear idea what the funds were going to be used for. You'd have to be able to write out a budget for how they were going to be spent before you could expect to be considered for any of the grant loan opportunities.
And that's other information we would need to have to discuss. So, you know, that we need to have a plan when you apply for the grant. But I think anybody who's been involved with grants knows that you have to have a plan.
Yeah, and it's always a chicken and the egg question. Is we can't do any more unless we have some money, but we can't get the money unless we know what we're doing next.
What about developing some sort of timeline?
Excellent idea.
What is the steps?
Mm-hmm. Timeline and action steps is what I recommend, first of all.
Because one of the things we started out doing was trying to get a handle on costs to the city.
Yeah.
If and when they take this over, and that's why we're researching insurance and legal costs. So we also need to, and I think we talked about this several meetings ago, of what other items we need to look at or the feasibility of them taking it over other than legal and insurance. And I'm not remembering exactly what those were, but I probably ought to go back and review
this.
Yeah,
the financial part of it. Mm-hmm. And then...
To me, that was the big hurdle, the big stumbling block was the financial end. And we still don't have those answers what it would cost the city. Mm-hmm. In additional funds if they were to do that. Of course,
how are you proposing that the city do it?
Pardon?
How are you proposing that the city does this?
Well, that's part of the process of looking at the different options. Of course, there's one option that would do it almost immediately, and that's for the city to annex that piece of land that wasn't included. That's in the districts but not in the city, as I understand it. That would cause an immediate taking over. I don't think
that makes the borders exactly the same. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
the districts and the city.
Right. And I don't think anybody wants to take that. I may be wrong, but that option of immediate takeover. I think
no, because it has to be logical and thought through, not just
right. Not just bank.
Well, I don't think they can annex it because the commissioners, the county commissioners, haven't even okie-dokied your
urban rural boundary comprehensive plan.
Your thing that we were waiting on that finally got done.
The comprehensive plan.
So that's what we're waiting on too, for them to okay the comprehensive plan before.
And that that was adopted, so I think But the state has to sign off on that.
The county and the state. We're waiting on the county to sign off
on
it. The county may have.
I think they did.
I heard there was a copy on its way to the state a while back.
Okay.
So yeah.
Because what we talked about doing once we have this insurance information and we have the legal information is preparing some sort of a pro forma budget that assumes that it has is happening, and we change the income to include all the water and sewer income, and we change.
What
you know the pro forma budget is. It's assuming that this happened, and this is what your budget looks like.
Okay.
So once we have water, or once we have legal and insurance information, then we need to go in and like take the water and sewer budget and take the city budgets and kind of merge them into a pro forma budget to show this is what it would look like. And you know, and it would be, oh, well, this could work, and be, oh, geez.
Okay. So that, all right. So then that would be one piece of it, right? And then that would be one piece of the timeline, right? After this.
Yeah, and it would also be something that we could present if we're looking for grants. Is it? Because remember when we, well, I don't know if anybody was here, but when we formed the city, the LPAC had to present, they didn't call it a pro forma budget, but that's what it was. We had to put together a budget showing how the city, what money it was taking in, what its expenses were, and estimating all of that, and present it to the county commissioners in order to approve the incorporation. So that would, I think, be probably the most logical step to look at this.
It's cool. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It was tons of fun.
many hours of fun.
Yeah, lots of emails to the attorneys in Portland.
Yeah.
So I guess that, so that would be probably, so then you would present to council and then say that this would probably be feasible, or make a recommendation at that point that no, it would not be feasible. Or
I don't know that we even need to make a recommendation. I think just present it to council so that they can then present it to the public. Because that's why this all started, as to, you know, we've done this investigation, we've done this research, we've done this estimated pro forma budget, and this is what it shows, and this is why it will work, or this is why it won't work.
Yeah, pros and cons.
And then at that point, though, then we would need to have addressed the loan issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the possibility of the city taking over those loans, right?
Well, so they can't just take them over. They would have to apply as a separate entity.
All of that.
Either with USDA or with another lender.
Right.
Right, and pay off USDA if they so chose.
And probabilities of that happening. And then, what's the next step?
The districts have to be involved, and the districts would have to agree to dissolve according to the information I presented at that first meeting. I'd have to go back through USD, all parties had to agree to the dissolving. The districts would have to vote to dissolve.
They do. Well, that's what our attorney has always said.
We've had this discussion before, and I can't remember.
Like I said before, is I believe that both boards would not agree to dissolve. They would go to vote, city vote, and then answer by that. They would. I believe that that's.
So the residents of the city would need to vote on it.
Right, and so it would have. We would pay ourselves, because if you guys decided that yes, this is definitely what we want, we wouldn't be able to speak for these 800 users. Mm-hmm. We would want them to speak for themselves. That's another way to go about it, is to go to vote. And that can be done without encasing this little piece, too. So
I remember now, that's what the attorney's working on, is answering that specific question.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. That was going to be all in that legal memorandum.
Oh, the MOU.
And he's
going
to be working with your attorney as well as to addressing all the concerns that the sewer and the water district would have. So that's the...
So that's what I think. When we discussed it, of course, I don't ever put on my agenda this meeting because I'm just here to try to help you. So we don't really discuss what was done here, there. Why? Because we don't do anything here except chat back and forth and try to get information. And so when I did discuss this to them, and when the city plan, we asked lawyers how this city takes us over. When we found out that they couldn't, and you know, Kitty knows, because she was still on boards and stuff and coming to the meetings regularly about how they do get taken over. And one is for us to say, here you go, have at it. Another is to go to vote, and the other is real costly, and I can't even remember what you do. So it was kind of like out of there, because both boards felt that the residents and the everybody that can vote here should be able to vote on it and say, yes, we want the city to take us over, or no. That's what both boards felt. So that's the way we felt this would probably go.
I have here, and I brought this up in one of the earlier meetings, a memo from Pam Spire. Swire is a USDA rural development, and was answering the question. USDA made the loans to the two districts. These loans are transferable if the districts are being dissolved and the entity assuming the loans, number one, has financial capabilities, and you know, and so on. There are five issues. Agrees to all the USDA loan servicing. That's if the loans are being transferred.
Do you have, does the districts have revenue bonds as a security for those loans? Do you know? Is there a revenue bond backs them up? What was used as a collateral or security? Wasn't that...
that revenue bond sounds familiar to me, but...
So what that means is that the USD Rural Development is willing to lend the money without some type of collateral to... You know, something like a house, they can't repossess the water district.
Mm-hmm.
So they use the revenue ordinances that the districts would have, say, yes, this is sufficient funds. So if those ordinances would be rolled over as the city ordinances, then the revenue would remain the same.
Right.
If it has covered the service of the debt up until now, it would be assumed that it would serve the same purpose under the city.
And I do think that the city could probably take the loans over. It's Pam said, you know, in the memo, there's quite a few steps and all of that stuff to do it. But I think that if you had the, if you were getting the infrastructure and the wells and all of the business and stuff, why not?
Why not?
You know, I don't know if it would be at the same rate. I would hope you could just assume them, but maybe it'd have to be a totally different...
Or could you need less?
Yeah.
Not with USDA.
No.
I mean, your rates that you charge your members could maybe be changed, but SDCs couldn't be changed. But SDCs only go for system development. I mean, they can't go into the general fund, so it doesn't make much... SDCs don't make any difference on income flow.
No. Right. The only thing that the city can do is raise the rates.
Right.
That's it. If they want any income from this. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. And it may be that, you know, who knows? I don't know that the city's looking for income from it. I think they're just looking to answer the residents' questions as why aren't they taking it over?
Well,
it's not that simple.
Never, ever is one penny they go into a general fund.
No.
It remains with the utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used only for, they can't use it only for improvements and upkeep.
System development.
Well, actually, it could. The 2734, you could add a dollar or $2 or whatever to it in 2934 and get $2 off every user, and the city could use that money any way they chose.
And a lot of cities do that.
And they do that. And that's why the boards don't want to see the rates go up. The people don't want to see the rates go up. And that's why the boards decided that it would go to the people to vote rather than just dissolve, that we wouldn't answer that question to them, because the only benefit for the city is to raise the rates.
So to have everything all in one, under one umbrella control.
So that's
one of the things, that people don't need to go to the water district and the sewer district and the city and the county, that they would just need to go to the city for permitting and finding out what they need to do and paying SDCs, and it would all be one rather than three different places.
Right.
One of the advantages to the...
So I'm mistaken then? Is that the... what you said is that money could come into the general fund at...
It certainly can come into the general fund. There's a maximum percentage in Oregon statutes what percentage of the sewer revenue can be transferred, or the water revenue can be transferred to the general fund. I want to say, this may be Washington, but I want to say something like 14% of your total revenue could be transferred to a general fund.
But that's not under USDA. USDA, it would have to.
Yeah.
It would have to. You can't do anything except. Even under USDA, you could add more money and use that money. If you assumed the loans, you could add and make these rates higher and use that extra money. But they would insist that the 2734 go to and stay and not be used on anything
because
else.
Because that was continued to do.
Right, if you were able to just swap them over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you had a different loan company, then maybe the 14% percent could apply.
Or even if it's the same loan and you're negotiating a new loan, you can negotiate different loan terms.
Right, but if you just took our loan, you couldn't.
Yeah.
You could just raise rates and do that.
Mm-hmm.
The loan issue has to do with how much revenue can be dedicated to servicing the debt. And that has to do with your budget, your expenditures versus your revenues. If there is a sufficient debt service reserve set aside, it's usually 2 years of loan payments, is usually what USDA requires.
Ten.
10 years
of loan payments.
Or 10 payments.
Ten years.
You have 10 years?
The heck, we put it away every month. No, it can't be.
It's 10 years. It's probably only a 30 or 40 year loan. I think it's 2 years. It's set aside, 2 years in payments set aside, and then enough to cover your payments every month. As long as you have that much.
In 10 years, we have to have that. That's where it goes.
2 years set aside.
Right.
There you go.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew 10 years was in there somewhere. I mean, this was a long time ago, guys.
Yeah. So as long as you have that debt service reserve set aside, and as long as you're meeting your loan payments, whatever additional revenue you have, you can do what you want with. You can transfer some to the city. You can put it into what RCAC would recommend is create a dedicated reserve, emergency reserve if they don't have one, a operations reserve inside, a capital improvement plan, and match that to your capital improvement budget. Those are other things you can do with that excess revenue. But it can be transferred to the general fund. Mm-hmm. It is one of the few ways a city has to generate money. So some cities, for whatever reason, councils decide to use water and sewer rates rather than general obligation bonds or taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Other cities prefer to keep the rates lower and not transfer any money to other funds.
Yeah, well, assuming when this happens, you know, if it's 2 years from now or 7 years from now, I know the existing city council is extremely concerned about keeping costs to the citizens down, mm-hmm. as demonstrated by the tax base mm-hmm. that was lowered. From
you know, one thing that concerns me about this whole thing, and I'm not on the sewer board, and I don't know any details about this, but the sewer got money from the county, $1 million, I guess.
Right.
It was a lot.
I remember seeing that in the financial statements.
Okay, it was probably $1 million. And they get paid back by SDCs. So, I don't know how that would work for these loans. You'd have to pay off that loan.
Because they have a prior lien? They might have a prior, but they couldn't.
See, every time I leave here, I think, oh, I should have brought that up about the sewer. But I don't have any idea what the balance of that is, because I'm not a sewer person, mm-hmm. I'm water. Right. And I guess I'll write that down.
Deschutes
County and loan. It is like, they don't care. They don't care if it takes 40 years. No. It's all in SDCs. They get paid mm-hmm. back that way.
Yeah, so
their SDC accounts just sit there and don't raise any, because all of it has to go back and be paid by to the county. And I, you know, $1 million takes a long time. So there's another $1 million you've got in debt that they're not paying now. So
because there's no SDCs coming in because there's no development.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there's even any interest rate or anything on it. You know,
I think there was an interest rate, because I'm just going back to when
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. In the notes to financial statements.
And the thing is that one really concerns me about when you get this compiled together, about how does this $1 million get paid
back?
Well,
that would have to be a part of the pro forma budget. I mean,
right, it's going to show in there,
sure.
And then when you show it, then the city has $1 million debt that they aren't getting money to pay back.
Right, but if the county...
Now, if the county would agree...
to that same loan term,
right.
That would not be a problem, but, you know, maybe the county being money short might decide to renegotiate it. Who knows?
Right, and that's the thing that it doesn't concern me, because it's water, but every time I come here, I keep forgetting to tell you that there's that huge debt.
Somewhere, I knew it, because I looked at the financial
uh-huh.
statements that
and,
I... Did.
And so, you... assuming the water district would be good, mm-hmm. but the sewer district's much older, and its infrastructure and stuff isn't moved near what, you know, it's all been, it's way old, and it's kind of a troublesome old thing. And so I'm thinking that when you get to the end of all of this, you go, man, we don't want the sewer. You know, we really don't, but sewer and water are going to go hand in hand.
Well, that's why we're doing this.
Right, but I'm just letting you know that this thing with the sewer is, they are so much older than we are, and they're going to have to replace lines. They went down Morrison, and I don't go to their meetings, but I probably should attend so that I can come back and tell you guys this too, or at least get their agenda. They went down Morrison and pulled out all the tanks and had to put in new tanks. And the Russells did some of that, and the only reason I know they did it is because they came to mine, smashed up the old tank and put in a new tank for the motel. So their sewer tanks are outdated, mm-hmm. so they're having to spend that kind of stuff mm-hmm. now too. So I don't know, because their stuff is so old.
The city would need to keep in mind the public relations issue here of if the sewer system is old and parts of it are going to need replaced, mm-hmm. significant parts of it are going to need to be replaced, mm-hmm. that's going to require a lot of money, which is probably going to require either a huge increase in rates or some debt to take mm-hmm. on. If I'm trying to think from a resident's perspective. If you were a resident of Lapine and the city takes over the sewer district, and that's the same year you decide to plan for these mm-hmm. improvements, it looks like the city took us over and then doubled the rates
right.
just because they wanted mm-hmm. our money,
yeah.
even though it was something that needed to be done to maintain the health of the sewer system.
Mm-hmm. But, on the other hand, the sewer has also been a business for quite a bit longer. I have no clue what they have in SDCs that they're not paying, you know, back. Right, I don't have any idea. I do know they have some CDs and stuff, so obviously they've got some money.
Some reserves.
You know, so it's possible that all of these things, this upkeep and stuff, they've got money enough to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, I mean, it's in the budget thing.
Well, and I have the financial statements at home in my water and sewer file, so, I mean, okay. I can look and see what their assets are and what their liability. I don't know whether we need to talk about the sewer district's financials right now, because...
Well, I do. If this sewer is...
Well, that would all... The water is a pro forma.
Right, but the water is a... doing... because we had that jump. What we thought we were going to get, we 200 users in 5 years, when we got 500 users in 2 years. So we did just wonderful. Just it went perfect. Wow. Now we're losing all these houses and all of this income and all that kind of stuff
right, okay.
because everything's going back. We get many a week that are being foreclosed upon.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say many a month. For a while there, it was at least 3 a week. There were foreclosures.
Wow.
And now, I don't know, it's really slowed down to maybe a couple a month for foreclosures. But still, it's only 2734. And they have, water has the resources. Sewer really doesn't. I mean, they're dead. Is big,
but I'm so, like I said months ago, and I remember I said that, you know, you guys were doing a good job because the water district's financial statements were strong and your current ratios were very good, and I think the sewers were too. I'm not remembering. It's not as big as yours.
No,
the sewers assets are lower, but their liabilities in comparison to their assets wasn't frightening to me as.
But what you're seeing as these assets is this $1 million tank.
Well, most of them are cash. I'm looking at current assets, not long-term assets.
And what you're not looking at is the 25-year-old pipes.
Yeah, and see, I know where
so
you're going now.
You're not
looking at a financial.
Right,
payment.
And so there we go. I mean, I can't even remember when they put the sewer in. My mother...
Late 70s.
My mother did it.
Hmm.
She went in and did all of the whole sewer thing when we needed to do it. And I believe that it's possible that she was working on that my last year of high school, which was 1974. And then I believe that and they put sewer in maybe 81, 2, something in that area. I don't know. But this just makes it 30 years.
Mm-hmm. They got the grant in the late 70s.
And so
you had a lot of sewer system components with a 30-year life expectancy, then they're mm-hmm. near
it. Right.
You know, I assume all the tanks were probably steel at that time. And therefore they're working on.
Well, they crushed them down like they were just peanut wrappers. So,
yeah.
You know, when they did mine,
yeah.
they pumped it and came in and smashed it and then buried it, which is legal, I guess, because
yep.
it's been pumped.
Yep.
Well, it had to be legal because otherwise they wouldn't have done it. But they did all down Morrison. I don't know what they're doing next. I guess I need to go to those meetings if I'm going to help you guys with their info.
Or you could ask whoever's most in charge of budgeting side of the sewer district to come in and give a presentation on the mm-hmm. sewer budget to this committee.
Well, Budgets will be, we're starting budgets right now because we've got to get a budget committee, and we actually, I think it'll be on the billing, please, we need budget members, which we never get. Mm-hmm. So people like my husband come in and go, yeah, yeah, whatever. Because, it, you know, what are they supposed to say? They don't know what, you know, the, I mean, it's just, it's money, it's like what Jane was saying, it's money that you think you might have and you might spend it, so put it here, 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 and here, and then if we get this amount, great. A budget is
changes every day.
Yeah, and it's a joke, because at the very end of the year, you just make an amendment to your budget because you've done something wrong here. You know, you didn't put it in the right category, and that happens to all of them. The city, the water, the sewer, the, you know, everybody. Nobody gets to stick to this because it does change with people getting their houses repossessed and different things, you know. And we, you know, we think we're going to get this much in SDCs. How do we know for it, you know?
It's an estimate.
Yeah. Right. Everything is an estimate of all of it. And when you get people that come in and want to be on your budget and they look it over, they go, well, how come it jumped from this or how come it's less or whatever? We go over every line item and they do ask, you know. Thank heaven they're interested, and or they wouldn't be there. And they say, okay, you know, because the budget is a guess.
Well, they all, everybody's budget is a guess. But yes. The government's budget is a guess.
Well, let's not even go
with
that.
Does Brian, is he for water and sewer boards, the financial treasurer? No.
He is, he used to be budget
officer?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say committee something. But anyway, he was, and then Donna does them now. So he was only an officer when we had to do it ourselves, when we didn't have any.
Well, I mean, I have last year's, but your fiscal year end for both is June 30th, is
right?
Right,
and so that's why we're starting
pretty dated now. But I mean, and I could go through it, and I could, you know, present what I saw in the financial statements.
What is it? It's May, April.
It's
April, May, June. Yeah, it's tax day. We only have another month before I'll be able to bring you another budget or two.
Well, it's going to take you a while to do that, but
we always get it approved and done before the 30th of June. So when it's ready, which is only 2 months out,
yeah, that's pretty close.
You know, then you'll know better, and I will. I think I'll offer to be on the sewers budget committee so I can find out more information about what their debts are and stuff. Then I can be more help here with sewer.
I would recommend turning to whomever has the greatest history with the budget, if that's Donna or if that's someone else, because, like you said, they can provide you with the documents for a given year, and you can look at them, and it looks okay, but there's details in there that you don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know the age. It doesn't tell the age of the system. Yeah.
And trends over the years might be beneficial to have.
Well, you see, Donna's been on that less time than I have.
Okay.
So there's a problem there, too, you know. I mean, we have nobody that's been there.
Who's been looking at the budget.
Right, from day one to now. And the one guy that probably could have helped, he was fired and another guy hired. So he's only been there the same amount of time as Donna, the sewer fella. So, I guess the thing to do is to go into archives or something, you know, and try to figure out maybe a budget from 79 or 81.
Well, I don't know if you have to go back that year, but
no,
at least
just
you can do 5 or 10 years of what has changed in the last
year. Now, Dennis could probably help with some of that, but he won't come to a meeting. So I can talk to Dennis about when it's going in, and that's why I say if I go to the meetings, I can get more info. And then I chat with Dennis anyway. So he's the president of the sewer district. So, and he's been on that board for some 25 years or so. So
another issue to think about is for the sewer district might be they might be look as a solution to this nitrate issue, and that there might be some funding available, or
that's me, darn it.
You know, in the event that that happens, like DEQ, I mean, they might, that might be the only solution for this area.
Like the additional money, you're saying, through grants.
Right, if they identify that as a solution.
Yeah, more in the South County area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys read that Sun River wearable thing?
The what?
Just heard about $97 a month and $12,000 or $17,000 a lot to put in their sewer. And I mean, I never buy the paper, and there it was, and I gave it to Donna and said, make copies. And their monthly rate was going to be something 80s, 90s. Do you read it?
Wow.
No, I just heard about it. Oh, my Lord. And that's their solution in Sun River?
I think people can do that.
I just was like, oh my gosh.
It wasn't Sun Rivers, it was south of Sun River.
South.
Yeah, because Sun Rivers already got the system, and the proposal was to
expand this. Yeah,
yeah, expand
right.
it.
Out there to them.
Right.
Outside the city limits of Sun River, then?
Well, yeah, there's no city limits of Sun River.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not a city, but then Oregon Water Wonderland also has their sewer system, which maybe could be expanded to get more of the area just south of there. So that's what, that was proposed.
Well, and that was part of the game plan with Cagle Acres, is to help with the nitrates, sewer and the water, and cost being the way it is, we want to do it at the same time, plus want it done before there's any paving done in that area by the city, because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
To tear up a brand new road.
I don't think they're going to pave in the near future after last council meeting.
Barbara, one of the water sewer meetings that I went to, I've missed the last couple, but I know you were talking, waiting for the comprehensive plan to get through because a grant was contingent upon that.
And now we're waiting for the county to approve it, so apparently we must be waiting for the state to approve it as well.
And that was a water deal, that wasn't a sewer deal. Or was it a sewer deal? I thought it was to get the money to put the sewer into the Cagle area.
That's what I thought.
It was for both. There were two separate. There was a water grant loan thing, and a sewer grant loan thing. And the waters was big, and the sewers was smaller. Then I can't remember the amounts. But $4 million added together. Mm-hmm. I remember that $4 million thing that we discussed.
Because I know you're not sure, but I'm wondering.
Nine or something.
I'm wondering if, rather than expanding into Cagle, if the equipment that this existing sewer district has is in danger of failing soon. But I shouldn't even bring it up because you're not sewer and you don't know. But it makes me wonder why they're not.
Oh, I don't think it is in danger.
It is.
I don't think it's in any danger. I think they changed out the tanks because it was time to change out the tanks. But I don't know that. I don't know what other kind of game plan they've got going. I just know it's older, much older.
What about capacity?
The VA, as far as the sewer goes, and if they do Cagle, there'll be a, since they're using, if BioGreen goes in and they get all this grant money and stuff, all the affluent water will be gone and we'll be able to handle that massive amount because BioGreen is using up all of it. And so the lagoons we won't have to worry about spreading it across the fields or any of that stuff to get, it'll be being used. Mm-hmm. So that leaves all the lagoons empty, meaning they can take however huge they are, 1.1 million gallons or 12 point, however big these lagoons are, I don't know. And so those lagoons go from one to the next, like normal. And anything from Cagle would go then into those. And they're at Wickett Junction on this side of Burgess, I believe, would be the pump to pump it back to to suck it back to the plant. I think they put in an auxiliary pump there. I think. I'm not sure because I'm not super. But that was part of the nitrate thing, was to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And it's in our comprehensive plan, like mm-hmm. yours is, you know, our 30-year plan or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. When their plan, and I don't read their stuff. But I will go ahead and go to their meetings because it's right after ours. And that way maybe I can get a little more information and be more knowledgeable to help here.
Would it be helpful to request the master plans for both the sewer and water district?
That would be, I think if you're evaluating the districts, you should evaluate the master plans and see if there's a capital improvement plan in that too.
It seems like a lot of
what
goes to you.
I am
wondering, sir. Can this committee then make a formal request for those master plans? We can study those.
I don't know that you need to make a formal request because I'm sitting here.
Okay. Well, it's probably better coming from the committee, you know, so.
Well, they're going to want it in writing if it's going to be formal.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
No, we're not
informed.
She knows it.
I
know
these people.
Just do their job. Capital improvement plan.
Yeah. The master plan and capital? Mm-hmm. I think they're together. Okay. And what else did I write on there? Oh, so if you, are you a grant application writer yourself?
We help communities and districts apply for either through the state agencies or federal loan grant programs. That's a big part of what we do.
So after these steps are made out and stuff, and we tell you, okay, these are our steps, this is the way the money, blah, 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 this is how we would spend it. We hand that to you, and you say, thank you very much.
We work with you. The whole philosophy behind Rural Community Assistance Corporation is that we're not a consultant. Otherwise, you'd pay us, and we would just go do the grant. But we fill in the gaps where there isn't enough staff or there isn't enough whatever research that needs done. We help you to complete the application. So that could mean, yes, you hand it to us and we fill it all out, but most likely we'll be asking for some of your input.
This is one of those cases when the government really is here to help us.
Except he's not
government. It's non-profit.
We receive funding from USDA Rural Development and from Federal Health and Human Services, so there's a lot of government money that pays for our services, but we're an independent nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. That's comforting.
Yeah, sure. That was brought up earlier was a timeline and action steps, and this is just a suggestion, but I noticed in this resolution, number 4 is committee duties, and they're listed A through F, I think, the roles of the committee. One way to determine next steps may be to look through those A through F duties, maybe not monthly, but every so often, periodically, and determine a couple of bullet points for each one that will move you closer to achieving that goal. Because ultimately, you would like to be able to read this item 4 and check off every A through F that the committee has done all those things.
Sounds good.
I don't know if those were written necessarily chronologically, if you can really start from A and go through or not. But
yeah, I'm definitely going to have to read this thing here. And Adele, you guys adopted this last night, or you had your first reading?
No, it's adopted.
So when was the first reading?
It isn't an ordinance, it's just a resolution. So we just passed it by.
Well, first was a month ago.
Well, one of them did come before the council.
That was?
a draft resolution before this came before the council.
Yeah, and then we discussed it, and then he came back with a couple of changes, and then it we passed it. And what this was, it was more formalizing so that the committee was formed by motion, and so all of our other committees were formed by resolution. So just to be consistent and consistent in the how it's made up, they just decided to go ahead and put it in a resolution just to make it all formal.
Well, I think we're starting to work on E now by, you know, collect, examine, and assess utility-based data and information, and especially in the financial area right now.
So those are the items that are on the agenda now, such as the insurance policies and budget.
Yeah.
So what I can do is I can take this and do as you suggested and kind of do a little time on with bullets and then come in and maybe we can change it around, fill it in, take stuff out.
Thank you, Anne.
Well, this is good to have, even though it took a while. Because we haven't really had, you know, a real clear direction other than just weigh the pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty broad.
Yeah. And now it's in writing, so you can refer back to it and jog your memory.
Okay, so somebody needs to call me before our next meeting. When do you want the master plans?
I think the next meeting.
Next meeting?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to remind me because I don't know. Jane, can you give me a call day before or something? Ask me if I've gotten her, or call Donna.
Yeah.
I'll tell Donna about them, and she usually gets it right to me. And then I like the agenda thing. I took it home and I went, why do I have this? I pitched it out, and then I read in here, oh, I'm going to bring an agenda. Now I know why I took it home. So, okay, I just space out too easy, and I leave the stuff laying around, and then I have too much of it, you know.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that we will hear from BioGreen. So.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. But you know, when you go through this bidding plan of this and that, the next thing, they're waiting on their people too.
Yeah.
You know, so that could be why they're not getting back to us. And like I said before, if they end up going to Gilchrist, I think they're going to have more trouble with the DEQ. Cause
I think
that was a bargaining chip. was all that was. Mm-hmm. And they've used that with me before too, in different situations.
And that's what I told the board too. I said, I think they just said it because they didn't want to give us any more money. And I also think that if they do go there, it's really no different than anything else. Yeah. Because they're going to still use the same loggers that they were going to use before.
But then they wouldn't be able to use your affluent.
And we don't need to. We don't have to have them.
No, but it's kind of a win-win.
And it would, if they come and the money is okay for what they're doing, and with the improvements that the sewers made, their improvements are brand new and great, and they can, their capacity to grow is huge, which you'll see when you see the master plan, that, you know, that they've got, they can service another 2,000 people without changing the stuff. But it's nice to get rid of clean water, clean septage. You know, I mean, there's only so many things you can do with that.
Yeah.
And clean sewer just is...
Not everyone buys your sewer effluent from you.
No. Well, actually, they're paying the water district. That's what they agreed to pay the water district. But we're not going to supply them the water anymore, so they're going to get the water from the sewer, so they'll have to pay the sewer instead. Mm-hmm. But that was their original deal to the water, and the water just kind of has to say, we're not giving you water, so it goes to sewer. So it would be ideal to get rid of the water that way, but there's other ways too. I mean, it evaporates quite quickly as well. So that's why the lagoons are so big. The top air layer is just gone on these hot days, you know, and they dry up themselves. So. But, okay, so all I've got to do is master plans and capital improvement, and that looks like everything I have to do, because you're going to make copies of the insurance and give them to Ted, and then we've got our own, and read this thing here and decide whether I want to be one of these members, correct? Am I good to go then?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. I think we all are.
Yeah.
Patty, did we mention that they asked Art for a report next week?
Yeah. Last week he attend and also get some advertising out for the other community.
And while you were out, I think all the volunteers can come up with a timeline.
Sure. Oh, okay. Great.
For us to look at and review, modify or whatever. As a working document.
I'm going to speak with Dennis, too, about sewer.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have more info.
Okay.
We got that big.
Very good. Hey, we're right. 15 minutes over, which is unusual for me. So if there's nothing else, we'll stand adjourned until next month.
What is that date?